Hospital triage with an assist from artificial intelligence. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. The latest surge in COVID cases has hospitals crowded, short-staffed, and in some cases, rationing care. That means sometimes hospital clinicians have to go through the triage process to prioritize who gets care first or at all. For example, a doctor may decide a patient with respiratory failure should be admitted to the intensive care unit over someone who seems to have minor injuries from a car accident. But that distinction, especially in a crisis, might not be so clear-cut. So medical research centers like Johns Hopkins and Stanford are studying how machine learning might help. Dr. Ron Lee is a clinical assistant professor at Stanford Medicine, where he's director for digital health and AI clinical integration.
I think more and more what we're starting to see people explore is the use of technology to start to make, or at least help make, decisions with the data that has already been gathered. And this is where we're starting to look into the realm of artificial intelligence, machine learning models. Now, do we only use algorithms for decision-making, such as triage? Usually not. I mean, that's why we have clinicians who will follow algorithms to an extent, but then when the situation deviates, and usually it does, from what the algorithm is designed for, then that's really where the human expert has to come in and then make a decision.
With so many healthcare workers out sick, quarantining, has it changed how the medical profession is considering deploying this sort of computer-generated or computer-assisted triage strategy?
So I don't know if health systems are necessarily thinking, you know, that's going to be the solution. However, I think it's a good reason to start exploring how these algorithms can fit into existing workflows and support clinicians, physicians, and nurses. So think of the algorithm as more of a teammate, if you will, rather than a replacement of some of this work.
Throughout the pandemic, there have been concerns and legitimate fears about some of the institutional biases against, say, people with disabilities or people of color when it comes to triage. How do you fix that problem if maybe even the human-centered standard of care doesn't adequately address it?
So if in the past there's already bias, if certain groups of people were excluded from care, then the algorithm's going to learn from that prior experience and most likely will amplify these prior biased experiences. But I think the other thing that we should really think about is, let's say we have algorithms that are incorporated into workflows and you have clinicians and physicians see not just lab results and vital signs and not just talk to patients, but they're going to see risk scores coming from AI systems. What is the interplay between digesting an AI-generated risk score and then, you know, putting that together with what they heard from the patient? How does that all work out? I don't think we quite understand how that works yet because there are so few situations where we have AI models being used in the real world.
Dr. Ron Lee is a clinical assistant professor of medicine at Stanford University. And now for some related links. You can read more about Dr. Lee and Stanford's pilot program for using machine learning as part of triage on our website, marketplacetech.org. And at Johns Hopkins University, they've launched a system called Triage Go in three of their emergency departments. That system uses electronic health records, patient vital signs, and machine learning to group patients by risk. Again, it is a limited program meant to assist clinicians, not replace them. We'll have a link to information on that program as well. And as I discussed with Dr. Lee, there is a risk algorithms can amplify pre-existing medical biases. Sasha Costanza-Chalk, director of research and design at the Algorithmic Justice League, has a Twitter thread from April 2020 about how non-computer generated algorithms for managing emergency triage, basically human decision trees, can reinforce ableism and racism in healthcare. That's a particular concern when, as reported by the New York Times and others, the current COVID wave is forcing health officials and doctors with limited resources sometimes decide who will get life-saving treatments and who won't. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.